253 westbound at 122nd.
Hello, 253, how can I help you?
Hey, I just wanted to give you a heads up that the vertical, white signals for this FX don't appear to be working. The white signal never trips. So I wanted to let you know that, and then I wanted to ask you, is it okay to proceed through the intersection with the white signal horizontal, even though there's a green turn signal?
If they're not working, then you guys should be using the auto lane, but nobody else has reported this yet today. So I'm wondering if it may be an issue with, have you noticed your red CNT showing up at all today at some of your CAD screen?
No, I've not noticed that, but I did the other day, and it was doing the same thing, and there was a, the three red squares were at the top of the CAD.
Yeah, I just feel like if it was happening to everyone, we definitely would receive calls from other buses, so it could just be an issue with your bus. So, I believe you should probably use the speed you're going to without having that permissive signal, because the point of it is that it's a jump light for you to put you in front of the traffic.
Yeah, I understand, and then we're required to be in that bus-only lane, so then I sit there and I wait and wait for that white signal, and it just doesn't come. So I kind of at a crossroads whether or not I'm violating one or the other.
Well, you're not violating it because you're contacting us, and I'm instructing you that you should be in the auto lane so you can get through that. You should, pick up a stop, give yourself a little space to get over into the travel lane to get through the light with the regular traffic signal. And I'll make sure it's reported too. You're not violating anything because I'm instructing you to do that, because we don't want you in the bus lane going forward when you don't have a permissive signal. And it can be confusing to cars around you.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. At 11:45.